Israel has made an official apology to Christians for a program that insulted Jesus Christ. Meanwhile, the Jewish public continues its mockery.
As usual, the Israeli entity crosses the red line. After taking the pulse of the public in the West and the world, it has decided to apologize. Israel made an official apology for insulting Jesus Christ after it was made aware that it was offending the Christian religion, which is open to all humanity.
In the late-night satirical programs,
many people protested, condemning the channel for making some offensive remarks about the Christian religion on a late-night satire show. This compelled the station to issue a written apology. Also, the host of the program apologized on air last week. I think the situation must be considered and the case must be closed.
The Vatican sent a letter condemning these offensive remarks. Meanwhile, all the heads of the churches, not just the Catholic ones, but from other denominations, even from our Muslim brothers, all of them came together demanding that the Holy Pope and the bishops find a practical solution to this, so that it is not repeated.
After making the official apology, which was aimed at preventing Christian reactions in the West and the East, a mocking public exposes the image of a racist society.
Everybody have such a serious attitude about it?
It's not necessary. We're made fun of daily in the news stations in America and all over the world. We take things in stride. You have to take things in stride. In life, if you can't laugh at yourself, how can you live?
Probably had a Jewish mother, he's probably trying to study medicine.
Jesus Christ probably had a Jewish mother and he was trying to study medicine, but he must have failed at that. So he tried to escape using the shortest route. In any case, if any comedian wants to make fun of him, we have the right to do that because we are Jews.
This insult comes at a time when Pope Benedict XVI has decided to visit the Holy Land next June.